Rockin' Romance series from award-winning author R.L. Merrill features music-inspired stories full of hope, love, and rock and roll. In the books, you'll meet characters from the San Francisco Bay Area who are dealing with life's obstacles and who happen to find love along the way. Follow these fiercely loyal educators, savvy small business owners, dedicated law enforcement officers, and even a badass tree trimmer on their journeys toward a happily ever after. Road Trip and You Fell First are available on Audible from the sensational duo Dana Wing Lau and Rhett Samuel Price, with more to come. Here's a snippet. Floor.
You made that poor boy go dumb, Florita. It's not nice to kick a man when he's down.
My Uncle Raphael was an adorable man, but he could be a total pain in my ass when it came to men.
No, she made him go French,
Martine said, laughing.
You're that good, Mia.
Yeah, well, you pendejos almost let me fall or get pulled in half. If it wasn't for his quick thinking, there might have been two of me. They shut up real quick at my words, as well they should. We'd gone 8 months since the last accident, and I was pissed our streak had come to an end so soon. The last accident had landed my father on what I feared would become permanent disability. His accident put me in charge of a bunch of guys who alternately respected me, hit on me, or treated me like I was as fragile as my name. I could never win because boobs.
Lo siento, Florita,
Raphael said, pulling me in for a hug. He was a fireplug of a man, and he gave great hugs. I needed one at that moment. I needed to act tough in front of them. But inside, I was ready to crumble. I'd been working in trees with my father since I was a teenager, and I'd never been afraid. Until today. If it hadn't been for the quick thinking of Calvin. We got to work cutting up the tree and doing our best to clear the road. Hundreds of angry commuters lined the canyon, probably backing up traffic onto city streets at both ends. Nothing we could do but clean up the mess. It was nearing total dark out, and even with our lights, it was hard to see. A tow truck came and got the SUV as soon as we cleared the tree from the car, and we fed the wood through the chipper as fast as we could. I tried to watch out of the corner of my eye when Calvin was attended to by the paramedics, but they were making such a fuss over him. I couldn't see him. I felt terrible that he'd gotten hurt trying to help me. I prayed he was just a little scraped and bruised, or Kelly would kill me. The ambulances had left within minutes, and I didn't see him again. Please, God, don't let him be hurt. It seemed to take forever to clean up from the day's work, and it was well after dark by the time we pulled the trucks into the public works yard. I felt for the cops who were still dealing with the accident and the snarled traffic when we left, but I'd never been so anxious to get out of my coveralls and have a beer. Or five. I texted Abra and asked if she was up for a beer on my way in the door of the apartment I shared with my parents. From her quick response, I assumed she needed one too. I'm buying, I'll pick you up. She and I became friends when I went with my brother to enroll my nephews at the continuation school where she worked. We were from the same neighborhood, both the only girls in our families, and once we got to talking, she had me volunteering to mentor some students before I even knew what hit me. I loved it, though. It was a great way for me to give back and to keep an eye on my nephews, the little shits. I did whatever I could to make sure they didn't get caught up in drama and made it out of high school. Between them and taking care of my parents, I had no time for anything other than work and the band. The latter was my thing, and I wasn't going to give it up for anything. My life didn't have space in it for a guy, and yet something happened out on that road when I locked eyes with Calvin just before he cut the rope. Some sort of exchange, and if nothing else, I needed to see him again and thank him for saving me. But first, I needed to let Abra know what happened.